们信仰追求的目标之一就是要跟神同行。
The purpose of the pursuit of our faith is so that we can walk with God.
我们不但要与神同行，我们也要与人同行。
Not only are we to walk with God, but we are also to walk with men.
两个人能够同行，这常常是一件令人羡慕，常常是一幅非常美的图画。
For two to walk together, it is a very wonderful thing and a very beautiful thing in this world.
在圣经里头也常常出现这样的这样的描述，这样的图画。
Throughout the Bible, we can also see such an illustration throughout.
两个人同行常常代表着很多很美好、很正面的意义。
Two walking together many times have brought with itself a very optimistic, positive point of view.
在人的生活当中，家庭生活算是很重要的一个层面。
For a person's life, family life is very important.
如果家里的人能够两人同行，那这个家庭一定是会是一个幸福的家庭，蒙福的家庭。
In a family, if the two can walk together, then this family can be called as blessed, as having the grace of God.
我们请来看创世纪二十二章。
Let's refer to Genesis chapter 22.
创世纪二十二章第六节。
Genesis chapter 22, verse 6.
亚伯拉罕把欢祭的柴放在他儿子以撒身上，自己手里拿着火以刀，以示二人同行。
So Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it on Isaac his son, and he took the fire in his hand and a knife, and the two of them went together.
这里提到一对父子的同行。
Here it talks about the journey of a father and his son.
第七节。
Seven.
以撒对父亲说：“亚伯拉罕啊，对父亲亚伯拉罕说，父亲呐、啊。”亚伯拉罕说：“我儿，我在这里。”以撒说：“请看，我与柴都有了，但欢祭的羊羔在哪里呢？”
But Isaac spoke to Abraham his father and said, "My father." And he said, "Here I am, my son." Then he said, "Look, the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering?"
在这里记载着这对父子他们在路上的对话。
Here it records the conversation between that of a father and his son.
是儿子向父亲提出问题。
And here the son asks his father a question.
第八节。
Verse 8.
亚伯拉罕说：“我儿，神必自己预备做燔祭的羊羔，以示二人同行。”
And Abraham said, "My son, God will provide for himself the lamb for a burnt offering." So the two of them went together.
这里又再提到说两二人同行。
Once again, here it mentions the two of them went together.
第九节
Verse 9,
他们到了神所指示的地方，亚伯拉罕在那里筑坛，把柴摆好，捆绑他的儿子以撒放在坛的柴上。
Then they came to the place of which God had told him, and Abraham built an altar there and placed the wood in order. And he bound Isaac his son and laid him on the altar upon the wood.
这对父子他们一起到摩利亚山去，就是要去献祭。
Here, the father and son went to Mount Moriah for sacrifice.
这献祭代表着他们当时的信仰。
And the sacrifice here resembles the faith of their time.
这献祭也指着他们的拜神的活动。
And this sacrifice also is an exercise of their worship of God.
因为相同的信仰让他们能够同行。
And so because they believe in the same God, the same faith, two of them can go together.
在这里有问，有回答。
And in this conversation, there is a question and there is also a reply.
这就是一种很美好的沟通。
And this is one of which it is, we can say it's a good communication.
当父亲给儿子回答之后，虽然不是一个很确定的一个答案但是呢，儿子就不再追问下去。
Here, even though the father gave an answer that seems so ambiguous, so abstract, but we can see that the son accepts his father's answer.
因为这儿子他能够信任父亲。
Because the son has put his trust upon his father.
因为能够 信任，所以他们继续同行。
And because there is that trust, the two of them can continue to go together.
那我们也看到这个父亲的回答呢，他是充满着对神的信心。
And we can see the father's reply here is filled with faith toward his God.
这个做父亲的人，他对神有着很强的信靠的心。
And this father have this deep recognition and this deep understanding of the God whom he worships.
在第九节，我们看到这个做儿子的呢，他很顺服他的父亲。
And at verse 9, we can see that the son is also quite very submissive to his father.
因为他看到父亲的信仰，所以他能够相信父亲，他能够顺服父亲所做的事情。
Because he see the faith of his father, so therefore he is able to put his trust and his faith upon his father as well.
我们如果有家庭，我们总是希望我们的家庭是幸福的，是成功的。
We all hope that when we have a family, that our family can be called blessed and can be called successful.
所以我们夫妻要努力的来建立我们幸福的家庭。
So the husband and wife must try their hardest to establish a family.
我们父母与儿女也是一样，要一起来建立这成功的家庭。
And as parents and also as children, we are to work together to establish the successful family.
那首先我们来谈到要建立一个幸福成功的家庭，这做父母亲的他们有哪些应当尽的这个职责。
And so let us first look at it that from the perspective of a parent to establish a blessed and successful family, what are our responsibilities?
请看诗篇127篇。
Let's turn to Psalms 117.
诗篇127篇。
Psalms 127.
127篇第三节。
Psalms 127 verse 3.
第三节，儿女是神所赐的产业，所怀的胎是他所给的赏赐。
Behold, children are a heritage from the Lord. The fruit of the womb is a reward.
如果我们有儿女的话，那我们要有一个很正确的认识，儿女是我们最重要的产业。
If we have children, we must come to this understanding that children is an heritage from the Lord.
我们夫妻可能会拥有很多的拥有很多的事情或者人。
拥有。
能够我们会有很多的事情，很多的东西。
As parents, we have many things.
我们有我们的事业。
We have our careers.
我们有我们的财产。
We have our inheritance.
我们有我们的努力奋斗的目标。
We have our labors and our goals in which we want to strive for.
但是儿女永远是我们最重要的产业。
But our children is the most important heritage.
这个物质的产业啊，它可以有时候很丰富啊，有时候很缺乏。
The material heritage, material possession, sometimes can be plenty and sometimes can be scarce.
甚至我们遇到不好的时候啊，或者我们一些错误，甚至我们可能破产。
And perhaps due to some mistake or some things out of our control, we may become lacking or become poor.
Bankrupt, 甚至破产。
Or to the point of bankruptcy.
这人生里头本来就是有高有低。
And so in this life, there is both a high and a low.
但是啊，我们的儿女啊，绝对不能够让他破产。
But for our children, we can never have our children go into bankruptcy.
这个财务啊，这个物质上破产了，有可能再赚回来。
Material bankruptcy, perhaps we lost it, but we can probably we can gain it back.
就是一辈子都再也赚不回来，那也不是最大的损失。
Even if we in our lifetime aren't able to gain back what we have lost, but that is still not the most important.
但是我们的儿女就不是这样子。
But it is different when we talk about our children.
儿女可以成为我们最大的安慰。
And our children can be our greatest comfort.
儿女也可能成为我们人生当中最大的痛。
Our children can also be the greatest despair of our life.
所以圣经一再的教导就是无论如何我们要看重我们的我们要、啊、看重这个最重要的产业我们的儿女。
And so the Bible teaches us that no matter what, that we are to look most importantly upon this heritage that God has given to us, and that is our children.
那其实这是一个大家都认同的一个重要的观念。
And this is a concept that is mutually agreed by the general public.
所以一般来讲，父母亲都是很努力的要提供给孩子一个美好的家庭。
So ordinarily, we see a parent support their children wholeheartedly.
那所以，但是每一对夫妻对所谓美好的家庭的定义可能会不太一样。
But a couple, a parent's perspective on what is successful or blessed for their family may differ from one another.
所以做父母亲的他们在努力的事情或者方向就不太一样。
And so the value and the directions in which they are striving for to build up this family may also be different.
那当然所得到的结果也常常不太一样。
And most likely the end result will also be different.
对圣经来讲，圣经的当中的一个主题就是爱。
And so in the perspective of the Bible, one of the main theme is of love.
所以当我们说给儿女一个好的家庭，不可缺少的就是这里头有爱。
And so when we talk about to give the best to your family, to your children, one thing that cannot be neglected is this issue of love.
我们要努力的让儿女能够在家里头享受到爱。
We must try of our best that our children can experience and touch the love that we have for them.
我们要努力的让我们的儿女在家庭当中来学习爱。
And we must also be able to try our best so that our children can learn from us what is the meaning of love.
我们要努力的让我们家庭啊能够将这个爱在人的面前彰显出来。
And we must also try our best to teach our children how to manifest this love to others.
这个爱能够带来很大的力量，带来很大的医治。
This love within itself has great power and great healing strength.
我们不要只怪这个社会。
Let us not put our blame all on society.
我们也不要只怪这个现在的学校的这个系统。
Let us not put all our blame on the education or the school system.
甚至有时候我们甚至会怪我们的教会。
Or sometimes we even put the blame upon the church.
其实很重要的是我们有没有真的来建立一个美好的家庭给我们的孩子。
But most importantly is how we have provided this environment this for our children.
在别的地方孩子的要求可能没有那么强，但是在家庭里头孩子的要求就是能够感受到这个温暖。
And within the family, what a children may most ask for is the warmth of a family in which he will not request of outside.
因为他知道其他的地方那只是暂时的。
Because he knows the outside environment wherever he goes is temporarily.
这个小孩子甚至不太懂事的时候他已经认同这是我的家。
Even when a child is young and simple,And in mind, they have this understanding that of their home.
在傍晚的，在天黑的，有时候那个还不会讲话的孩子啊，他就会在那边吵闹。
Even for a young child who is not yet able to speak, when the day is long and becomes dark, he wants to go home.
他虽然还不会讲，但是他可以感觉得到。这不是我的地方。
Even though he's not able to communicate, but the child can, you can understand that child knows that this is not his home, his place.
尤其当晚上他需要睡觉休息的时候，这样的反应更是强烈。
Especially we can see their reaction when it is toward their bedtime.
晚上他就是要在自己的地方，他能够睡得安稳。
At night, he would like to sleep in his own, place, so that he can feel secure.
所以小这个教育学家告诉我们呢、啊，这小孩子他有一些害怕的事情。
And so child psychology
教育学家
教育学家
就是教 这个心理学家也可以。
A child psychiatrist tells us of this.
这个小孩子，一般小孩子是这个很快乐的。
That often children are happy.
但是小孩子怕几件事情。
But there are a few things that a child is fearful.
这小孩子怕父母亲吵架。
A child is fearful when his or her parents is arguing toward each other.
他慢慢的可以很他很快的可以感受到什么是吵架。
And they can quickly understand what does it mean to fight.
这小孩子也很快就会用这个字眼吵架。
And this this child will be quick to also use this word argument.
所以有时候这个成人讲话声音比较高比较大。
And so sometimes an argument between adults maybe high in volume and
那有些小孩子会很可爱说你们不要吵架。
And sometimes the children very naively and very adorably said, please do not argue.
这个小孩子怕父母亲吵架。
A child is fearful that his or her parents is arguing.
这小孩子很怕父母亲给他这种不是很妥当不是很适合他的一些重担。
And a child is fearful when the parents give them this improper or burden.
父母亲对孩子通常会有一些要求。
Parents to their children perhaps have some requests.
儿女通常也愿意很愿意接受父母亲的要求。
And many times children are more than willing to fulfill that request.
但是很多的时候儿女是很怕父母亲给他的是不适合他的要求。
But many times children are fearful when their parents ask of them that is perhaps not fitting to themselves.
小孩子怕没有同伴。
A child is fearful that they have no companions.
所以小孩子最怕一些同伴跟他说我们不要跟你好了。
And so a child is very afraid that he has no friends or other people say we do not want to be friends with you.
所以小孩子也会用这样来威胁那个在团体里头不合作的人说我们不跟你好了。
And so among a group of children, you can see that they may use this kind of threatening words to those who do not cooperate with them.
那么做父母亲的是儿女的同伴。
And so as parents, we are also our children's companions, friends.
而且这个角色是别人没有办法代替的。
And this role is not able to be replaced by others.
纵然你请了一个很有责任、很有爱心的这个管家，但是他不能够代替你。
No matter how, if you hire a guardian with much love and not much knowledge, but still unable to fulfill the role that a parent is to fulfill.
我们做父母亲的总是要好好的来经营，给儿女有一个适当的成长的空间。
And so, as parents, we are to provide for our children and a growing environment, an environment that is healthy for them.
不但是物质，这个物质上的，更应该是这种精神上的、心灵上的。
Not only of the material sense, but more of the emotional, the mental state, as well as the spiritual.
很多时候到最后，这个孩子会跟你说：“其实我才不稀罕这么许许多多的东西。”
Perhaps your children may even say to you that I do not need you to provide for me all these material things.
其实我最在意的就是你啊，父亲、父母亲。
What I care the most is about what about you as parents.
我所在意的不是这么多的东西，我所在意的是我们整个家庭的气氛。
I do not care the things that we have, but I care about the atmosphere that we have in our family.
是的，儿女都很敏感，儿女的要求也很多。
Of course, our children are very sensitive, and perhaps their requests are many.
但是通常应该是。我们做父母亲的，只要我们愿意，我们做得到的。
But as parents, as long as we are willing, we know that we can achieve, we can accomplish them.
请看以弗所书第六章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 6.
以弗所书第六章第一节。
Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1.
新约圣经274页，以弗所书六章第一节。
Ephesians chapter 6 verse 1.
你们做儿女的要在主里听从父母，这是理所当然的。
Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right.
第四节，你们做父亲的不要惹儿女的气，只要照主的教训和警戒养育他们。
Verse 4, and you fathers, do not provoke your children to wrath, but bring them up in the training and admonition of the Lord.
这个第四节告诉我们的就不是一个物质上的环境，而是一个看不见但是它存在的环境。
Verse 4 tells us not something of the material, but something that is realistic, that is applicable.
真的，无论在任何的世代里头，做父母亲真的是真的不是容易的一件事情。
In whatever generation, it is actually very difficult to be as parents.
那既然这个是神所托付给父母亲的职责。那神也一定能够帮助我们来做好。
But since this is a responsibility that God has given to parents, we trust that God knows what He is doing, that we are able to fulfill that role.
所以我们可以求神赐给我们智慧，来经营一个看不见，但是它存在的对孩子很重要的一个环境。
And so we can ask and plead to God to give us wisdom so that we can provide this kind of environment, this kind of atmosphere for the family.
圣经告诉我们的是，父母亲不但对儿女要有爱，而且是要督促、管教。
The Bible also teaches that the parents not only need to show love to their children, but the parents also has a responsibility to show a stern discipline to their children.
所以这个真的需要智慧，需要技巧。
And that is why it needs to have the wisdom of God.
好像那个沙子，你把它抓紧了，这沙子从这个手指旁呢，就溜掉了。
Just as we try to hold a sand in our hands, we see that the sand will slowly trickle out of your hand.
有时候我们的孩子就好像一只鸟。
Or sometimes our children is like a bird in our hands.
在你的手中，你把它抓紧了，你怕把它捏死。
Just like that in our hands, if we squeeze it too tight, we're afraid that we might actually kill it.
晃了，怕它飞走了。
But then if we release it or give it too much room, we're afraid that it might fly away.
这是父母亲常常有的心情。
And this is the many times a reflection of that, the heart of a parent.
但是神愿意帮助我们，让我们对儿女不但有爱。而且也有这个管教。
But God promised to help us. Not only are we able to show them our love, but we are also able to show them discipline.
亚伯拉罕跟以撒走在这个往摩利亚的山上的这个路上。
Abraham and Isaac both walk upon this journey to Mount Moriah.
这个以撒他。常常跟父亲有一起敬拜神的活动。
This Isaac, in his daily life, has this constant worship with his father Abraham.
所以他很快的发现说这一次有点不一样。
So that is why he is so quick to realize that in this journey there is something different.
所以他也能够很自然的就向父亲来提出他的疑问。
So without fear and very naturally, he can make his question.Known to his father.
所以我们父母跟儿女之间不要断了这一个沟通的这一个桥梁，这一个管道。
And so as parents to our children, we must be careful not to disconnect this kind of relation, this communication, this communion with our children.
对孩子的生活世界，我们不要总是很主观。
主观。
以我们自己的想法。
And to the life of our parents, let us not always be so firm.On the way we want for the lives of our children.
我们也不需要扮演着说，这个父母亲是最权威的，是最伟大的，什么都会。
And we do not need to show that the parents is the most absolute and has the
就是很 ability 哈。
To be all capable.
终有一天，我们的孩子会发现，其实我们是很有限的。
Because one day our children will realize that we are actually limited in our capability and our power.
如果我们总是扮演那种父母亲是超人的那种角色啊，有一天反而儿女会把你看 把你看成是你是无能为力的。
Because if we try to show ourselves as only that of superhuman, that we are all knowing, all powerful, one day our children will look at us very differently.
虽然有时候对儿女很生气，但是要提醒自己不要说负面的话。
And also sometimes we may be very angry with our children, but we must be careful and be mindful of the words in which we speak, which may not be able to retrieve later on.
人在生气的时候很容易来辱骂自己的孩子。
In our wrath, one very easily can rebuke his children harshly.
人在生气的时候就会拿别人的孩子跟自己的孩子来做比较。
When one is angry, he may unknowingly take the children of others as comparison to his own.
在这种时候最容易伤害自己的孩子。
And it is at these moments in which it is most easily to harm the heart of our children.
而且这种伤害会是很深的。
And these kind of hurt is very deep.
对你来讲这可能是生气的时候情绪上的话。
Perhaps to your own self, you know that this is words of anger.
但是我们的孩子一般都是很单纯的，他都把它当成是真的。
But our children is very simple-minded or naive, and at times they will take the words in which we say as completely to heart.
所以这种时候对孩子的伤害可能会长时间的留在他的心里。
And so the words that were spoken may have this long damaging effect in their life.
我们做父母亲的为了儿女啊，我们要自我来成长。
And so as well as being a parent, for our sake of our children, we also need to continue to grow.
就好像这个传道人保罗，他常常把自己比喻成是弟兄姐妹的父母亲。
Just as Paul, many times in his letter to the believers, he's claimed as though he treat them like their parents.
所以保罗他对自己要求他要成长。
And so Paul asked of himself that he must continually also mature, grow.
所以他说我是攻克己身，叫身服我。
And therefore Paul says many times to say, I also bring myself into subjection.That also discipline myself.
为了我们的孩子，我们做父母亲的，我们在思想上，在观念上，我们要追求成长。
And so, for the sake of our children as parents, that in our mind and our thoughts, we must also continuously grow.
为了我们的孩子，我们的行事为人要成长。
For the sake of our children, the actions and as being how to dwell in our society, we must also continue to grow.
为了我们的孩子，我们的对圣经的认识我们要成长。
For the sake of our children, our understanding of the words of God, of the Bible, we must also grow.
好，我们这么努力做了，我们也知道常常这不是百分之百的保证。
And even though we have tried our best, we know that it is not 100% sure.
请看诗篇127篇。
Let's turn back to Psalms 127.
诗篇127篇第一节。
Psalms 127 verse 1.
第一节，若不是神建造房屋，建造的人就枉然劳力；若不是神看守城池，看守的人就枉然警醒。
Unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who builds it. Unless the Lord guards the city, the watchman stays awake in vain.
这不是在否认人的这个人的努力。
It is not to say that man's efforts are of no use.
这只是在提醒，还要加上神的保守。
But here it tells us that in addition to man's effort, that we must also have the assistance of God.
因为让他成长的是在于神。
Because it is God who makes it grow.
所以我们做父母亲的要继续不断的为儿女来祷告。
And so that is why it is very important that as parents we are to continuously pray for our children throughout their life.
那父母跟儿女是来同行。
And that the parent and their children is to walk together in this journey.
那我们也来看看儿女应该有的责任。
Let us also look into the aspect of a children.
父母亲总是要把最好的来给儿女。
The parents is to give the best to their children.
父母亲很努力的要让儿女住在一个最安全的地方。
And the parents want to provide the most secure and the safest place for their children.
因为有这么多的努力，所以其实很多父母亲生活当中，生活里头压力是很大的。
And because of this, many parents put upon themselves a great stress and pressure.
所以父母亲压力已经够大了，我们做儿女的不要再给父母亲加上压力。
So knowing that our parents go through a lot of stress and pressure for our life, that we must understand not to give them additional pressures and sorrows.
我们的一举一动都会大大的影响我们父母亲生活的品质。
Our actions and everything we do will affect the way our parents also live their life.
这个压力是现代人一个无形的无形的一个杀手。
Stress and pressure in our society is now this invisible killer.
父母亲这么爱我们，我们做儿女的也当然要爱我们的父母亲。
Our parents love us so much, so therefore as children, we must also love our parents.
如果我们爱我们的父母亲，我们就不要再给父母亲加上一些不必要的压力。
And so if we truly love our parents, we as children, we are not to give our parents the unnecessary stress and pressures of life.
创世纪里头的雅各啊，他在讲到他的人生。
In Genesis, Jacob talks about his life.
他对他的人生是觉得说是短少而且又苦。
To Jacob, his understanding of life is that life is short.And painful.
他的苦一部分是他自己造成的，也有一部分是儿女给他造成的。
And his pain, part of it is due to his own fault, and part of it is due to that of his children.
我们请看创世纪三十四章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 34.
创世纪三十四章三十节。
Genesis chapter 34, verse 30.
雅各对西缅和利未说，你们连累我，使我在这地的居民中，就是在迦南人和比利洗人中有了臭名。我的人丁既然稀少，他们必聚集来击杀我，我和全家的人都必灭绝。
Then Jacob said to Simeon and Levi, You have troubled me by making me obnoxious among the inhabitants of the land, among the Canaanites and the Perizzites. And since I am few in number, they will gather themselves together against me.And kill me, I shall be destroyed, my household and I.
有时候生存的本身就是一件已经是一个很大的困难。
Many times life itself is already very difficult.
有时候好不容易建立起来的的一个情形，会在一夕之间就破灭了，就毁掉了。
Perhaps something, something or a situation that was built up over a long period of time.Can be quickly destroyed by a brief moment.
在这里，雅各因为他的儿女，他的两个儿子，他觉得说，好不容易建立起来的家业，就要这个毁于一旦。
And so, in this instance here, Jacob feels that he has tried so hard in his life to build up his family, and now it is destroyed. It will be destroyed under the hands of his two sons.
所以我们做儿女的不要小看自己。
And so, as children, we are not to belittle ourselves.
我们对我们的父母亲是有那绝对性的一个影响。
We have an absolute influence to our parents.
父母亲都是这么用心、这么努力的，在经营家庭、照顾这个儿女。
We know that our parents try their very best to establish a family to bring up their children.
所以。做儿女的将来一定绝大部分都会比父母亲更有成就。
And so many times we will see that the children will be even more successful than the parents' generation before them.
那父母亲当然很高兴于你们有更大的成就。
And of course the parents are joyful to see that their children can grow to be successful or better than they were.
那有信仰的父母亲更希望自己的儿女在成功之后仍然有那个正直的心。
And parents with faith will also have this further expectation, not only their children be successful, but they can also be righteous.
意思就是父母亲不但希望儿女更有成就，父母亲更希望儿女能够继续的保有信仰。
And that is to say that the parents' faith is one that emphasizes not only to that of the success of their children in life, but furthermore, importantly, the success of their faith in God.
再来，在家庭里头，当然夫妻要同行。
Of course, next to walk together is very important for the spouse to walk together.
不要忘了，孩子是我们的重心。但是夫妻是整个家庭的中心。
We must have this understanding that true, our children is our focus, but what is more importantly is that the relationship between the spouse must be there, strong.
这个夫妻啊是 center, 夫妻是家庭的中心。
And that the spouse, the couple, is the center of the family.
所以看重孩子但是不要忽略了自己的配偶。
So we might emphasize upon our children, but let us not neglect our spouse.
那这个夫妻要能够成为家庭的这个中心。
That the husband and wife together are to be the focal point, the center of a family.
那所以夫妻两个人要努力的以主耶稣来做我们的中心。
And therefore, it is very important for the husband and wife to come together with the Lord and with God in the midst of them.
如果夫妻都这样来努力，夫妻才能够真的成为整个家庭的中心。
And if they strive together with this same mind, then family.
那这样我们的家庭才能够有主耶稣的爱，我们的家庭才能够有信仰的内容。
Then in this family you will see the love of God. In this family you will see the content of their faith.
请看彼得前书第三章。
Let's turn to 1 Peter.
彼得前书三章第七节。
1 Peter chapter 3 verse 7.
新约337页。你们做丈夫的也要按情理和妻子同住。因他比你软弱，与你一同承受生命之恩的，所以要敬重他，这样便叫你们的祷告没有阻碍。
Husbands likewise dwell with them with understanding and giving honor to the wife as to the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together for the grace of life, that your prayers may not be hindered.
这个什么叫做夫妻是以主耶稣基督为中心的生活？
What does it mean that as husband and wife that we are to be the center as the life that of Christ?
因为我们希望夫妻是家庭的中心。
Because we hope that the wife and the husband is the center of the family.
那在实际的实践上，就是夫妻之间要有爱，要有彼此的尊重。
And what combines them together is that they must have this love.
还要尊重。
And have this mutual respect.
这样才能够真的来彼此包容。
And then only then can we kind of accommodate one another.
这样子才能够让这个无形的家有屋顶。
So that we can build this invisible family with this roof over our head.
夫妻之间能够彼此相信。
And that we must have this mutual trust.
相信会让很多的事情成为可能。
With this mutual trust, many things that is impossible will become possible.
因为有这个爱跟尊重，所以对整个家庭是充满着盼望。
And because there is this love and respect, there is this hope in this family.
有盼望，我们的家庭才会是光明的。
And when there is this hope in this family, then our family will be that.Will be bright, will be of the light.
夫妻之间能够有主耶稣的这种爱跟这个尊重，才会真的有忍耐。
And if between a husband and wife, they have the love of Christ and this respect, they will have
忍耐。
They will have this patience, endurance.
那这个忍耐啊，才能够带来真正的这种医治跟改善。
And this patience will bring upon changes.
这个忍耐才能够真正来解决我们所遇到的问题。
And this patience will resolve many of the conflicts or the problems you may face.
那这样子幸福成功的家庭，它不是一个理想，它会是一个事实。
And so this successful and blessed family will no longer just be a concept, but it will become real in your life.
那我们刚才所讲的都是目标，有人说，有可以说都是理想。
Perhaps what we have just mentioned to some may say it's too idealistic.
那我们知道人的生活里头不都是这么的理想的。
We all know that life is not perfect, it is not all ideal.
那虽然我们所面对的是不理想，我们自己要能够自强。
But even though we know what we face is not perfect, but we must also do our best.
我们不需要被我们的上一代或者下一代在我们的生活当中来做上一个记号。
We do not want the previous generation or the generation after us to make us a certain a name.
在这个犹大王里头，西西家是一个敬畏神、蒙神祝福的王。
In the kingdom of Judah, the King Hezekiah was a well-known king.
不晓得各位有没有发现，他的父亲却是一个这个不敬畏神、不守神道理的。
And King Hezekiah's father was one who did not fear God, did not worship God.
那西西家并没有去重复他父亲的错误跟软弱。
But King Hezekiah did not model himself after his parents, after his father.
真的，我们不需要去重复一些错误跟软弱。
Of course, in the same manner, we are not to model after our parents' mistakes or weaknesses.
不理想的家庭不等于我们就是没有机会，我们就是会是失败的。
Perhaps a flawed family is not to say that our family will also be flawed and without hope.
这撒母耳记上告诉我们，撒母耳的儿子并不好。
And First Samuel records how Prophet Samuel's sons and children were not good.
但是撒母耳仍然坚持着他的那种纯正，他的那一种敬畏神，这个爱老百姓。
But this did not make Samuel stray his heart from God or for the people of Israel.
他说他要继续不断地为百姓来祷告。
But instead he said, I will continue to pray for the people of God to God.
当然我们希望神帮助我们，我们都拥有一个理想的家庭。
Of course, we ask God to help us so that we can have a more perfect family.
我们一起唱诗126首。
Let's sing hymn 126.